from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Cashing in on electric car manufacturing is one of Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus's priorities heading into a new session of Parliament. The New Democrat notes that federal Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, on a recent visit to Timmins, made fun of electric cars.
I don't know what's so funny about this being that the key element for the electric car revolution that is happening all over the world will be critical minerals. This is a huge opportunity for Northern Ontario.
Angus says he'll pressure the government to invest in clean tech so this region can kickstart mineral development and job opportunities. The cold snap gripping Timmins is forecast to last a couple more days. In response to that, so does the extreme cold weather advisory from City Hall. The expected overnight wind chill is minus 41. So in keeping with the spirit of the term cold snap, snap, you have frostbite. It will happen in minutes on exposed skin. Overnight shelter from the deep freeze is available at Living Space and on board the 705 Risk Takers bus outside City Hall. Putting $160,000 into your bank account sounds like a good way to start the year, don't you think? Kevin Wimette of Kapuskasing did just that on Friday. He was driving to a hockey tournament in Timmins when he got the call from the District Hospital Foundation informing him that he's the winner of the January 50-50 draw. He says he'll pay off his mortgage and share the rest of his windfall with his family. The cold snap gripping Timmins is forecast to last a couple more days. In response to that, so does the extreme cold weather advisory from City Hall. The expected overnight wind chill is minus 41. So in keeping with the spirit of the term cold snap, snap, you have frostbite. It will happen in minutes on exposed skin. Overnight shelter from the deep freeze is available at Living Space and on board the 705 Risk Takers bus outside City Hall. Well, back to local history now and the futile efforts to get curling going in Timmins. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says the third run at it came in 1921 when the editor of the Porcupine Advance spurred it on.
So he said, okay, let's have a meeting. Let's call a meeting. We'll hold it in council chambers at Town Hall. We know there are people interested, so let's do it. They hold the meeting and three guys show up.
We'll sweep back in next Monday when it finally hits the button and a house is built for curling. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.